Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Coast to Coasties podcast. I'm very happy to be here with you all today because you get me one-on-one on the mic talking about an exciting program that I just recently learned about, and I will be even applying, taking full advantage of this in my future career when I'm eligible for it, because this is going to be one of the coolest programs I think I've ever seen the Coast Guard publish for solicitation as an option that I think everyone should know about because everyone can take advantage of it at some point in their career. So what it is called the Olmstead Program, O-L-M-S-T-E-A-D, Olmstead Program. And what that program is, it's a program that allows officers in the Coast Guard between years 3 and 11 an opportunity to apply competitively. It's a very competitive program. I'll throw that out there right now. But what you do is you apply for the chance to get a master's degree in a foreign country while also doing 3 years of extensive language learning training. So I know that's a lot to pack in one bite, so I'm going to walk you through the different steps on that. Is that the Coast Guard has for their officers a graduate program where you can apply to graduate school, and for high performers in their specialty, the officer specialty codes that you get as a Coast Guard officer, you have the opportunity to go to a university for your pursued graduate school program if it aligns with what the Coast Guard needs. And you have an obligation to pay back time in service afterwards, but what you come out with is getting paid to get your master's degree by the Coast Guard, because the Coast Guard is essentially investing in you to come back and aid the missions that you want to specialize in for the Coast Guard Officer Corps. Now, that is for the regular path Coast Guard graduate program. What the Olmstead program does is it's even more selective than Coast Guard graduate school. This is very, very selective. I think maybe only one person gets it a year. That's how selective it is. So it's a very competitive program. But there's a reason why it's so competitive here. Okay, so what ends up happening is you have to, before applying to this program, take a language aptitude test put on by the Department of Defense. And what this test does is, I've done a mock practice test on this. It essentially gives you a bunch of words with different phonetic pronunciations. And these are potentially English words, German words, Esperanto words. They mix it all up. But they'll put like four in a list here, a grouping, and they'll say, which one phonetically sounds different than the other ones? So you get to stress out the syllables and figure out like the hard and soft tones to each part of those syllables to see which words sound different than the other ones, you know, based on stresses and stuff like that. It's kind of complex, but your brain kind of just figures it out. It's not really a test you can study too well for. There is some ways that you can prepare for the test by doing practices, but it's a hard test to study for. Your brain just kind of has to hear and listen out for it. And that's why it's an aptitude test, to see if you're capable of excelling at learning a language, because that's what the Olmstead program is looking for, is someone that's capable of naturally excelling at learning a language. And that's not the end-all be-all of it. They specifically state in the program that the aptitude test is only part of a larger package. So if you don't have the top score in the aptitude test, you're not ruled out. So don't worry about that. But what they're going to do is, if you are selected as the Olmstead Scholar, you apply, you get accepted, congratulations, number one, because it's a huge, huge opportunity that could literally open doors that never imaginable in your life. Anyways, I digress. You get accepted as the Olmstead Scholar, and they're going to pick the language that they need most from you. So it's not like you can go in and say, I want to be an Olmstead Scholar, I want to learn Italian, send me to Italy for 2 years, I'm going to learn Italian. I'm going to go to an Italian university in Rome because I want to go to Rome for 2 years. Doesn't work like that. How it works is the Olmsted program determines, you know, we need you to learn Korean because that's the mission that we need right now is fluent Korean speakers. So we're going to fund you getting 1 year of intense language learning training in Korean. So they're essentially going to send you to a language learning school. And for that next year, you're going to eat, breathe, and sleep that language because they're trying to set you up for success for the next part of the puzzle. Because this is a 3-year scholar opportunity where you're detached duty away from the Coast Guard. That first year is the language learning training. So after a year of intense language learning, you should have a pretty solid foundation in the language that the Olmsted program wants you to learn. Next, what they're going to do is they're going to assign you a city to go to a university in that city. So, for instance, we talked about Korean as the language that the Olmsted program would want you to learn. So they have you study Korean intensely in their training facilities for a year. Next, what they're going to do is they're going to say, all right, we're going to send you to Seoul, Korea. So you know that your city that they have assigned you is Seoul. And at that moment, you have volition to pick the university that best suits the graduate master's program that you want to pursue. So obviously, just like if you're taking advantage of the normal Coast Guard graduate program, there's different people want to pursue different programs because of what they already have as a bachelor's degree, because the bachelor's degree is required for this program. So whatever you have as your bachelor's degree and you want to build off of that for your master's, that's why they give you the volition of choice in that particular city that they're telling you you're being assigned to. So you get about 6 months after you've been assigned your city to come up and pick with the university that you want. The ultimate goal is that you'll attend that country's university. You pick the university in that city that they told you to go to. And for 2 years, you're pursuing graduate school in that country's university, further cementing your language learning capabilities of that language, because the idea is you're going to pick a university and they're going to be speaking the language that you've learned. So for a Korean example, you go to Seoul and you pick your university and you want to be a mechanical engineer, pursuing a graduate program in mechanical engineering. So you pick the best university for your graduate program means that you want. So you find a good mechanical engineering school in Seoul. The idea is that your 2 years of graduate school, you're also, in addition to learning mechanical engineering graduate skill levels, further learning the Korean language so that you have a pretty good fluency by the end of the 3 years the Coast Guard's invested for you to be away from normal Coast Guard. That comes with a heavy repay, of course. So by the Coast Guard selecting you as the Olmsted Scholar, you have a heavy long-term commitment to pay back afterwards, somewhere in the realm of 9 years. So think about your time frame, right? 3 to 11 years in is when you're selected as the Olmsted Scholar. You then spend 3 years doing your detached duty Olmsted training, and then you have 9 years of obligated payback time to the service, utilizing both your language skills that you've learned and your graduate degree the Coast Guard has funded you for, because you're getting paid by the Coast Guard the whole time for this, by the way. It's not like they're separating you and your paycheck stop flowing. You're getting a full paycheck for your whatever rank you are in time in service, just keeps building. So that's a very unique and cool opportunity to get your graduate degree fully paid for by the Coast Guard and learn a new language while you're at it. And I'll throw in my 2 cents here and give some perspective on what I think of the program is that learning a second language is very tough as an adult and time consuming because it's not our primary mission or specialty. Being in the Coast Guard, if you're in the prevention realm, you're doing inspections or investigations. If you're in the response realm, you're doing sector command center stuff, or you're potentially going out on boarding. So you're on cutters and, you know, you have the afloat community that in its entirety is on cutters, and a cutter doesn't manage itself. So officers across the board stay very busy at what they're doing in the Coast Guard. So if someone did want to pursue learning a second language and they're doing it in their own time, it becomes very tough and time consuming. You'd have to spend a lot of your free time doing it in order to get proficient with it, which is, you know, many people have many different hobbies and don't want to dedicate that much time to one. So that's what this Olmstead program, I feel, truly alleviates in that moment, because they essentially tell you your new job is to learn this language. That's what we're paying you to do now. We're not paying you to go inspect boats, to go drive a cutter, to go sit in a command center and do response. We're paying you to learn this language. And by that gravity of being told this, it really shakes up your mindset as to, okay, now I have full, dedicated, working hours time commitment to learn in this language. And I can get my graduate degree at university. They expect us to have our graduate degrees by the time we make 04, which is now, time frame wise, you know, the 9-10 year mark. So you need to get a graduate degree anyways. So you knock this out of the way too. So you get to learn a new language and get your graduate degree. Summing that up, that's why this program is looking for passionate people. They don't want someone that says, oh, I guess I'll do this and, you know, I get to learn a language. That's pretty cool. They want people that truly have a passion for language learning, because if you have the passion and the desire, it makes it so much easier to progress in this. And that's why they have such a heavy venting of screening for this program, because it's a serious opportunity to really excel in your future career as a Coast Guard officer. If you're asking, well, how does learning a language benefit the Coast Guard? We have the critical languages that right now, I think there's 5 of them. I believe, what was on there? Arabic, Korean is definitely on there, Chinese, Japanese is on there. So anyways, with these languages they have on the critical language solicitation list, the Coast Guard has deemed them strategically important to have assets, people in the Coast Guard that know these languages and can translate if need be for various operational purposes. Beyond the operational purposes, we also have in, you know, several of those countries, huge partnerships. So the Coast Guard has an office in Japan. They have an office in the Netherlands for overseas inspection operations called sector field offices. In Singapore, we have security offices that are teaching facilities around all of Southeast Asia, maritime security, how to improve it. So there's these cool roles internationally out there that having someone that knows the language very well, the host country that's graciously hosting us for these roles, is a very strong impression to making good relations with that country. And so by attending university in that country, you have knowledge of the area. Of course, you're going to be able to go on weekends, go out, explore the area. I mean, who wouldn't want to go explore the areas of a foreign country they're in? That's amazing. So what you need to take advantage of is the complete package if you're going to pursue this Olmstead program, because afterwards, that payback service, while there's no obligated follow-on tour, you make an excellent candidate to eventually pursue an IBSLO position, which is like an international port liaison role. And as the international port liaison person, IPSLO, you get to meet foreign dignitaries and foreign military members on a regular basis, strengthening your nation's Coast Guard ties with other foreign nations. And that all stems, you know, the OMSTED program is not required to be in IPSLO. I don't want to get that confused. But it makes you, doing the OMSTED program, an excellent candidate to become an IPSLO. So with that being said, I would like to give some advice on pursuing this program if you have interest in, let's say you're not even in the Coast Guard right now. This is where I'll tie everything together. Number one, you're in high school or college. What I personally would think would look very good, because they're going to want to look at your transcripts for this program, the OMSTED, is pursue a language course that interests you. You know, don't do something that's going to, you think, benefit the organization you may join down the road, but pursue a language course that legitimately interests you right now in your pursuit of your bachelor's degree, if you're in college, or even if you're enlisted in the Coast Guard right now, you can take advantage of, because in the officers, we have the 4312 form that captures additional programs we've done that aren't captured necessarily in the form of degree or transcript. So if you take a private Spanish class, for instance, you can get that uploaded into your records and put that into your records so that they can see that transition of, yes, this person's been pursuing a lot, actually, and really wants to make this happen. So doing little things like that now make a big difference when you're up for that OMSTED panel, I think. And, you know, they'll take a look and say, this person has a history of learning languages, so obviously the passion's there. I think that's a step up when a panel's deciding. So definitely pursue language learning on your own independently now, or through a college or high school class immediately, if this OMSTED program is sounding pretty attractive to you, because it sets you apart from the crowd of very attractive candidates. Next, what I would do is I would study the inside details of the program. It's all published online. If you look up the OMSTED program, all the details of requirements of service are published online, and they show you the intricacies, in and outs of how the program works. So what I would do next is I would look into, how can this program benefit me as much as I'm benefiting the Coast Guard? So if, for instance, you want to pursue something that might work really well on the civilian outside, having a second language like a translator or international relations, I think that would be another really good reason to look at the OMSTED program and get your graduate degree that way. So keeping those things in mind would really go far into helping make my decision on whether it's something I want to pursue. Because if you do pursue that program, it's in depth, it's a lot of work, but, you know, that's a good thing, because if it wasn't a lot of work, everyone would apply for it, and we don't want everyone applying for it, do we? You want to make a competitive grouping to know that if you get it, you were, you know, one of the best for the position, and that gives you confidence going into it. So that's my take on it. I, like I said, really like this program. I think that it is a huge opportunity that you would never get otherwise in life. So when deciding to pursue it, it's important to be able to set yourself up as you're going through the tasks like we discussed. And if you have more questions about the OMSTED program, please feel free to reach out to me. I don't know everything about it yet. I'm too young in my officer career, so to speak, to apply to the program and take advantage of it. However, I would treat it as such that if you don't get it, when you do apply, apply again. Because as the notion states, I was a person that applied 7 times to become an officer in the Coast Guard. There's no shame in applying again and again till you get what you want. It shows passion and commitment, and you can even highlight, hey, this is my 3rd time applying. And that might win you some brownie points too. And who doesn't like brownies, right? So With that being said, there's not too much more to discuss in this program. I know it's kind of a shorter episode that I'm publishing, but I really feel passionate about the program, and so I want to dedicate an episode to it rather than just mention it in a side trait like I did with the graduate school opportunity programs. So I feel that the Olmsted program deserved its own episode, and you know, it all ties into going back to having an amazing career and experience to make your own path. And I feel that y'all listening are going to set yourself up for big success if you find the nuances and take advantages of everything the Coast Guard has to offer, including programs like this. There's a million of them. So, you know, pick your poison, right? Find the one that interests you most and pursue it. With that being said, thanks for tuning in. I've got a couple guests lined up for the next couple weeks coming on recently. I know that I've said that in the past and they haven't shown up, but there's talk and there's chatter. So aviation rates, anyone interested in those? We got those coming up. So stay tuned and listen in for those. I look forward to hearing you all tune in on the next episode. And with that being said, have a great day. Goodbye.